Arthur Mutambara is a former student leader who is now recognized as one of Africa's most prominent scientists. 15 years ago, at the University of Zimbabwe, he led the student opposition to the ruling ZANU-PF. According to records at the university, he was a brilliant engineering student who won every scholarship he applied for. After completing his doctorate at Britain's Oxford University, he went on to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and became professor at several other universities in the United States. Unlike many African academics, Mutambara was always determined to return to Africa. Over the weekend, he arrived back in Zimbabwe from Johannesburg, where he heads up an African scientific institution for talks with leaders of one faction of the MDC. Some in this faction want him to make himself available as a candidate for the top job as president. Late Monday, he confirmed his re-entry into Zimbabwe politics and said he hoped the infusion of a new leadership, which he said was untainted by current disagreements, would make unification of the two factions of the MDC possible. According to the MDC's constitution, any one of the 12 provinces would have to nominate him, and authorized delegates to the party's congress next Sunday will vote for a new president. Should he get the necessary nomination and win the vote, analysts say his political past, intellectual prowess, and reputation as a leader will do much to revive Zimbabwe's stalled opposition politics and could indeed lead to the two factions reuniting. The faction of the MDC led by party president Morgan Tsvangirai declined to comment on Mutambara's sudden re-entry into Zimbabwe's opposition political scenario. Tsvangirai's faction is holding its congress next month, but he is certain to be the only candidate for the top job. The MDC split last October over adherence to the party's constitution. Tsvangirai said that even though a narrow majority of party executives voted to participate in the first ever elections for a Senate last November, the MDC should not take part. He said participation was a waste of time and money, and the electoral playing field was not level. Most of the MDC's top leaders rebelled against him, saying he had defied the party's constitution. The party split into two factions, with both declaring themselves to be authentic. A senior MDC official, Legal Secretary David Coulthard, who has remained outside of either faction, is trying to arrange what he describes as an amicable divorce between the two sides. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.